At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Any college baseball fans out there, if you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you, Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns, and get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires.
Like the highly consumer-rated Pirelli Scorpion Weather Active. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio. This is Straight Out of Vegas. With the voice of Vegas, your host, RJ Bell. The pregame show America has always wanted.
I doubt the future. I doubt the future.
From the Vegas Strip, here's RJ Bell.
The Utah Jazz, easy for me to say, have agreed to trade center Rudy Gobert to the Minnesota Timberwolves. In return, they get several players, including including this year's first-round draft pick, Walker Kessler.
That makes five.
And four first-round draft picks.
Now, let's start with this. Have you ever seen a first-round pick made in the NBA, and then a week later that guy traded? Do you think it's something about he came in and they're like, oh man, he smells, or who knows what?
Usually it's either night of or maybe the day after.
I don't even see the day after. Usually the night of, it's you're on the phone with
you have
him.
A deal locked in with somebody.
The deal is locked in. You pick for them, they pick for you. This is, I mean, and I'm not saying it's anything that nefarious. I'm just saying, man, you pick a guy, and really this Kessler, he was number 22 pick. You were saying, college expert that you are, a defense, almost like a Gobert type.
Yeah, a rim protector, probably the best rim protector in the draft. So I would say maybe the Jazz said, hey, this is one of the things we want thrown in this deal is Walker Kessler, because that fills the hole for them.
So in a way, the Timberwolves, by taking Kessler, said, we want a rim defender at the five position. And then a week later, Gobert becomes available, and they say, okay, swap, we've upgraded. But think about the cost of the upgrade. Four additional number one picks and four players. And those four players, Patrick Beverley's a known guy, but not great guys, but still, what a haul.
Yeah, and it looks like they drafted, when they drafted Kessler, they assumed that was the big they were going to pair with Karl-Anthony Towns. They see a chance to upgrade. Now they feel like they've got a real big three with Kat and Anthony Edwards. And they're like, Walker Kessler is just a repetitive piece now. And once you've got Gobert,
he's gone.
Well, yeah, that's why they felt comfortable
moving.
Upgrade,
I think. Yeah, I mean, but again, I think the intent, it's almost like if I go get a car, rent a car because I need a car, or let's say I get buy a used car, but then someone comes driving by in a Tesla and I think, oh, I can get that for a good price. I needed the car, that's why I bought it. So I wanted the Tesla, I swapped the car.
Just trade it in.
So Kessler is the jalopy. Gobert is the Tesla. Okay. And I am Danny Ainge. Now, okay, I got it all now. All right. Now, who? Danny Ainge, who is making the moves in Utah at this point.
Right.
I think, and you were on this earlier, I wasn't so sure. Because your thought was, okay, Mitchell was next. Utah sending him out next. Now, what I had heard prior was the idea that it was one or the other. Sophie's choice is either Mitchell or Gobert, but you can't keep them both because the joke about the COVID and all, it hasn't played well. And by all accounts, Gobert's offense has been hindered by the team's unwillingness to throw him the ball. I mean, they're saying this is a guy that's been more open without getting the ball than any player in the NBA. So in a weird way, you got to wonder, is Gobert's stats depressed on offense because he's not getting the ball? You know, where he does a roll to the basket, could throw it to him, they don't. Okay. You think Mitchell's on the way out. Why?
Yesterday, they waived Eric Pascal, who has been a lifelong friend of Donovan Mitchell. Yesterday, they also traded Royce O'Neal for a first-round pick to Brooklyn. Reportedly, Donovan Mitchell's best friend on the team today.
Well, not reportedly. Yeah, I mean,
yeah, so his two best friends on the team both shipped out of town yesterday. And this is a team that's clearly in rebuild mode.
Hold on. Rebuild mode because in this trade they took so many drafts.
Yeah, so much draft capital and not they got players back.
Comparable players.
Yeah, not players you think you can put around Donovan Mitchell and expect to succeed.
Oftentimes these 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th guys are about the contract amount.
Yeah.
It's not even the value of them. It's in the NBA, you got to match contracts to some degree. And that's why trading like a Gobert for a bunch of draft choices is hard because those draft choices don't have any contract value yet. Now, you know, Kessler does, but again, a rookie deal. And that's why you tend to get some expense, like Beverly's a veteran.
Overpriced guy, and that's just part of the deal.
Well, I don't even know his contract, but he's at least not low dollar.
Right, so that's the guy you have to take back. Even if you don't plan on keeping him, you have to take him back. We saw this with Danilo Gallinari to the Spurs. As soon as they got him, they waived him. Mm-hmm. They were like, we weren't thinking about keeping this guy. We're totally rebuilding.
Buyouts. So I think it's important when you hear I think it's fair to say this is for 5 first-round picks, one of them having already been made. And let me ask you, you can't do more than 5 for I think you can only trade 7 years out. There's a limit to how far out you can. Is it 7?
It is 7.
All right, so in theory you could but didn't they say something where you can't trade successive years?
You can't trade. So that's why when the Nets traded with the Rockets, they traded every other first round pick and then they agreed to a pick swap in the other years.
So how can you have 4 first rounders? Oh, so 4 first rounders in 7 years means there's 3 in the middle that skipped.
Yep.
So it's yours, Utah. We get it. Yours. We get it. Yours. We get it. Yours.
Yeah.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich, and NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started, it's simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than 1 rebound? Or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes.
Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code CRSHOW, CRSHOW. Take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code CRSHOW. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Does the craziness of everyday life leave you stressed? Do you notice you're losing a little bit of hair? You're shedding a little bit? Well, if you're noticing a little less hair on your head and you're checking your hairline all the time, you gotta check out Nutrafol. When it comes to thinning hair, there are many root causes at play, and Nutrafol addresses them through a multi-targeted whole-body approach. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding.
Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code CRSHOW. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you: graduate hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's C-R-S-H-O-W. Good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Most people don't see not taking the vaccine as that, though Kyrie certainly believed that. Okay, so the very fact that the rest of the league said no thank you to Kyrie at any number similar to this 1 year option he had, doesn't it say that Brooklyn is right to say, hey, giving him a 4 year max or whatever, 5 year max, doesn't make sense because the market is saying that's not what he is?
Yeah.
All right. So, and oh, go ahead.
Well, remember that there was only like five teams who could afford to sign Kyrie that have the cap space.
All these teams. The thing that, the more you listen to this stuff, there's a guy, Marks, from last name Marks from ESPN, and he was talking with Ryan Russillo, and they were saying if you really.
Sean
Marks. Okay. Yeah. If you former Brooklyn GM, yeah. Right? Yeah. If you want to. These teams want to sign, they can do it. There's, you know, it's going to take some finagling, it's going to take some contortion, but you can do it. So I'm not saying none of those teams were restricted, meaning some of it might have been the money. But how many people do you think are fighting? Well, let's see what the trading market is for. I mean, I expect Brooklyn's going to try to trade Kyrie. Let's see what the market is.
Right.
Right? I don't think it's going to be real quick to give him a five-year max.
You might be right.
I mean, and again, I'm just going, I was a little more forgiving of Kyrie than most people because, again, I don't think we get to decide what someone cares about enough to sacrifice $17 million. Like, by the very act of sacrificing $17 million by not playing in those road games or home games told me he was serious about it. How serious is that guy about that cause? Well, about $17 million worth.
Sounds like he's more serious about that than anybody in the NBA is about anything. Like, I don't know that anybody was saying $17 million to sit out, like, for some social reason or whatever.
Well, that's interesting. I think they were, if they thought it would make a difference, but it certainly reaches that highest level of concern. So I don't judge that. I don't, the whole world is flat thing, I think, got way out of hand. He, you know, listen, you can say one thing out of and I, again, I'm not saying it was out of context, but you know, you talk enough. I mean, listen, when you're on the radio, if you look at transcripts, like Colin, when he was back at ESPN, if you sift through the transcripts, once he decided to leave, it was like a week later, if I recall, he was like suspended for something. It was like, oh, look, the guy's leaving. Oh, look, he said something that was a little, you know, on the line. And then it's like, oh, suspension time, where the week before it wouldn't have been a problem. If you want to parse the words, you can. I don't think Kyrie's dumb. So now the question is, how can you think the world is flat and not be dumb? You must be working at a different, you're thinking about something in a different way. Like, what do we really know? And what have we been told versus what have we been what's been proven? I think that's an interesting question.
Yeah, and to go back to what you were saying about KD and Kyrie and the fact that it seems like they were working on this together. KD could have said, I want to be traded before Kyrie's decision was made. And it would have made things a lot easier for the Nets.
But let's think, why? Because Kyrie still could have opted in.
He could have.
So what would have been easier?
I mean, they could have started planning ahead at that point. They could have taken a trade for Russell Westbrook and those draft picks.
And that trade's still on the table.
Is it?
I mean, why would KD... Like, what has changed? I mean, I'm not saying you're wrong. I just don't get it. What has changed between now and, let's say, a week? I mean, Kyrie only opted in last Tuesday.
Right.
All right? And he had, a Wednesday deadline. He might have done it Monday night. I can't remember. Okay. So it's been, let's say, what's it been?
48 hours-ish.
Well, no. If he opted... Oh, okay.
Oh, 72 hours now. Yeah. It's Friday.
Yeah. So he opted in just, like, 3-4 days. Okay. Boy, it seemed like even last week. Okay. So let's say 3 days.
Yeah.
What would they have done in those 3 days, Brooklyn, that would have been so much better?
You know what? You're right. I mean, when I think about it,
I think
it
the fact
way.
Kyrie had the option was the key. If Brooklyn decided to give him something and then KD opts out that or says he wants traded, now that feels like, man, that was wrong because you acted upon the assumption that Kyrie was going to be here.
Right.
Here's something I'm curious about. When Kyrie went and made a statement opting in, he said, I will opt in for 1 year and I will fulfill my commitment, 4-year commitment to Brooklyn and Kevin Durant. Did he know that KD was going to ask for a trade at that point? And if so, why would you talk about a commitment that your good friend is going to actually be breaking soon?
Well, because Kevin Durant did, I mean, his commitment was also for 4 years. Exactly. He just got extended a year earlier.
But what I'm saying is the commitment that they made included this upcoming
you're
year.
Right. That doesn't look good for KD.
It's almost like saying, hey, the reason I'm doing it, I don't want to do this. There's some other trades, you know, but because I made a 4-year commitment, I'm a man of my word, I will commit to one more year, that fourth year. Hint, hint, parenthetically, anyone who doesn't, Kevin Durant or Brooklyn, is doing something wrong. Oh, 48 hours later, Kevin Durant will not fulfill his commitment. Like, that's, it tells me maybe that he didn't know. Because I don't
think
he was purposely trying to, like, take shots.
And it went even further when he was like, I like to travel the path that's less traveled, which I didn't necessarily agree with because I think it's a lot easier to take $37 million than it is.
Didn't he say that before he took it when there was thought of him going to the Lakers?
No, that was what he said when he took the deal.
Huh. Well, what would be less, more traveled than that?
Like, who sits out on $30 million?
Oh, but maybe that was him giving a hint that this was coming from KD and he
possibly
knew it. This is like a soap opera.
It really is.
We're straight out of Vegas. Okay. Now, do you have any sense of what the trade for KD is going to be? Or what's the one or two that most interest you?
I mean, obviously the Suns trade is what we've kind of heard the most about. But if I'm the Nets...
And what is that being proposed?
It'd be a DeAndre Ayton sign and trade. And really...
They say Brooklyn doesn't even want him.
Exactly. So
how does that happen?
The point you made yesterday about player empowerment. This is a situation where the Nets do have some power to say, we're not taking this deal. If we don't trade you to the Suns or the Heat, if you're going to be unhappy, then you can just stay here. And if you want to sit on the bench and be unhappy and not play, so be it. But Kevin Durant doesn't have the amount of years left in his basketball career that allow him to just sit out in perpetuity.
But I also think Durant has really drilled into his head, meaning maybe it's cognitive dissonance where he's come to believe this, where it wasn't necessarily what he believed, but it is now convenient. But hey, he's minted, as they say, and I think they said that on The Ringer talking about this very topic. He's got his two titles. He's one of the top 50 players of all time, whatever. And, you know, by most accounts, is a top 15 player of all time. If he gets another title or not, it doesn't really affect him all that much. Now, to me, I hate hearing that. That's a Trevor Lawrence type thing. You know, I got a fulfilling life. I like wine. I like TV and football. You know, I don't want to hear that. I want to hear, especially if you're making millions and you're asking the fan. And the reason you might say, RJ, why do you care if they care that much? Because the assumption is the fans have to care that much to be a fan because it costs so much to go to games. It costs so much for jerseys. And if the players care less than the fans, I think there's always a problem with that, because then the fans start feeling foolish, right? But I think Durant, think about what you just said, though. You said that Brooklyn bent over backwards for Durant and Irving for years. Oh, you got a blown Achilles? Okay, no problem. We'll pay you the max next year because we want you for the next three or whatever, right? Okay. Oh, you want Kyrie? Oh, you want DeAndre Jordan, a guy that maybe shouldn't be in the league? Do you want him in for whatever, $15 million? Okay, no problem. Who do you want to coach? Nat? Okay. Literally, it was like, yes, yes. Yes, 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 Kevin. Yes, yes. And then when it got so egregious that they said, you know something? Maybe this guy we can't really rely on, who in the bubble was saying maybe we shouldn't even play. Remember now, right? Kyrie. And now is, you know, doesn't take the vaccine over. When, remember, Wiggins was in the same spot at Golden State. Wiggins didn't want to take the vaccine. He didn't in the preseason. And then Golden State talked to him and said, but whatever they said, and he got it. And I'm not saying he's right or Kyrie, you know, you could say if Wiggins really believed that and he still got it, that's a sign of weakness. We can all debate that. But man, oh man, finally, when Kyrie gets so egregious in some people's minds, they say, you know something, bud? We can't just say yes one more time. We're going to make sure you're committed here. And if you get, we'll do 1 year. And, you know, and then literally an hour later or a day later, it's like a guy that in high school that would say, you didn't have any bullies against you because you were a tough kid, right?
Yeah.
All right. You're supposed to say everyone had. Tyson's like, he started fighting because he got beat up in fifth grade. You're like, no.
I got beat up before.
Butt since kindergarten.
It's been a long time since I got bullied.
All right. So, but you've bullied, I'm sure.
No, I tried not to.
When
you were young?
No. All right.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends,
or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Celtics acquiring Malcolm Brogdon from the Indiana Pacers, basically sending a bunch of Land of Misfit Toys type guys out and a first round pick. Daniel Tice,
they
the biggest
Christmas
name.
Eve together?
Probably so. But
I thought it was the Island of Misfit.
Maybe that's what you're talking
now,
about.
Now, here's the thing. You're right. They didn't give up much Boston, but this is a big expense. And if you look at the contract, it's real money. And this is the Boston ownership group saying we will pay extra in order to have a chance to win. Because leaving the finals, the one takeaway was that they needed a playmaking guard. That when Tatum wasn't doing it, they didn't have anyone that could create their own shot. That's what they got. Boston got here.
Yeah, what it means is they already are looking at a $50 million tax check to the league for this. So
before this signing?
Now that they've got this signing.
Okay.
So now we've got, and they had 3 years, $68 million with Brogdon's contract. And that's a guy who's had injury woes.
No doubt. No doubt.
This is a big risk for, obviously, for a big payoff for the Celtics.
What else we got going?
Kevin Huerter from the Atlanta Hawks gets traded to the Sacramento Kings for Justin Holiday, Mo Harkless, and a future first. Kevin Huerter looked at one of the good young players in the league. You don't hear very often Sacramento won a trade. I'm hearing Sacramento actually won a trade here.
Well, it's funny. Atlanta had so much depth, but they have a lot of guys that were good but not really good. And it's kind of interesting that they got rid of one additional one after they having made the trade a couple days ago.
A few notes on the defending champion Golden State Warriors. They will bring back Kevon Looney, 3 years, $25.5 million.
Per year or for 3 years?
For 3 years. Okay. Didn't have to go double digits per year. That was a big thing for them.
Wow. Steph must hypnotize these guys.
He didn't hypnotize everybody because
Simmons was predicting like $20 million a year.
Yep, he was off. Gary Payton II, they had an offer on the table for him.
Golden State did.
He got more from Portland. 3 years, $28 million for Gary Payton II. And Otto Porter signs a two-year deal with the Toronto Raptors. Otto Porter's wife is from Toronto. People are saying that had a lot to do with it.
AJ's on it today. All right. Now, none of that matters if you don't win your best bet.
Okay.
Because I'd rather have you not remember that one guy's name and win. Now, if you can do both, all the better. I'm optimistic, so I'm going to give you this intro.
Come on, baby,
$80,000. UFC Best Bet. This is a big card this weekend.
UFC 276, Alexander Volkanovski and Max Holloway for the featherweight title. I'm going to go with Volkanovski by decision at plus 120. Volk is now one of the three best pound-for-pound fighters in the world, in my opinion. He's gotten better over time and has been brilliant his last couple fights against Korean Zombie and Brian Ortega. The two previous matchups between these guys both went the distance. Both Volkanovski wins, and a lot of people are saying stylistically, Volkanovski just has his number. I also think Holloway's fight age is older than his real age. He's diminishing.
Which means he's taking punishment.
A lot of wear on the tires is what it means, yeah. I think we see Volk pull away a little bit compared to the first two fights in this trilogy, but the result's the same. Volkanovski takes it on the scorecards. Alexander Volkanovski by decision, plus 120.
By decision. Now, if you just picked him to win, what would it be?
Minus 190.
Okay. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I was just hearing this on the Simmons part, I think, isn't one of these guys like the all-time best, but one has the title and they're two different guys? Meaning the guy with the title isn't the guy that's the all-time best?
Max Holloway is considered by many to be the best featherweight of all time.
Okay, but he's an underdog even though...
He's lost twice to this guy already.
All right, and if anything, he's getting older.
He's getting older.
And Ivan Volkov...
Alexander Volkanovski.
Is getting... he's getting stronger, it seems.
He seems to be getting better with age.
How old is he?
He's 33.
Okay, so best bet, you're getting plus money... If it's by decision,
that's
five rounds, right?
Five rounds.
I tell you, this is exciting. And over the weekend, the free agency will settle down. And one thing I think you can see in the NBA, centers not valuable, except maybe go a couple of them. The wings are very valuable.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Any college baseball fans out there, if you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you, Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns, and get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.